Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. Excuse me, I'm still slightly froggy from having that crazy cold. So I'm so delighted that you could join me today, and let me go ahead and do my tuning in chant. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. I bow, namo, 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 to the ancient, divine, infinite, amazingly infinite and beautiful wisdom that's within me, and it's within all of us. We all have this ability. We all have this, I like to say who we are now is the answer to everything, and I can't remember if I read that somewhere or if I made it up. Sorry if I'm not crediting somebody, but it's so true. And the angels are saying, if we could but realize how wonderful we are. And they say, there's enough room for everyone to be completely wonderful and to shine your beacon light. They say there's enough room for all of us to do the work that we were called here to do. And yes, there's going to be some overlapping of people doing the same thing. And because one person shines, it doesn't mean that the other person doesn't also shine. It's not a competition. This is about basically doing your soul's path, your mission, sharing your gifts with the world. And as I was beautifully reminded a couple of weeks ago by my partner in a class I'm taking, she said, why aren't you sharing your gifts with the world? And it was so lovely to have her say that to me, because she didn't really know me for very long at all. We talked on the phone, I think, 2 times, and she said that to me, and it was like, wow, yeah, why aren't I? And so it's been kind of interesting as I've been coming out a bit more and sharing my gifts with the world. I have found myself coming up against some interesting interactions around that, and realizing that really it's just, I think what it is, and the angels are also chiming in, is it's a kind of a test for me that, you know, everyone has a message to share, and it's not going to speak to everybody. It's just not. And to have complete faith and knowledge and knowing that we stand each in our own heart, we stand each in our own power, and then that message, you send it out, and it's for whoever it's for. It's not for everybody. And so this was really important for me to hear, because I've been, without going into all the details of it, I've been in a group and have felt a little bit energetically attacked and actually verbally attacked, saying I had stolen ideas and that, and I was so taken aback. I was shaking and crying, because I consider myself to have very high integrity, and it's certainly not what I'm about. So I immediately profusely apologized, said, I'm so sorry. I'm not sure what the understanding was. And then as I got it all sorted out, it was actually really kind of interesting, because this person, I had not heard all that she'd said, but interestingly, I had an idea come to me that was not the same as hers, but it had some similarities, and so I thought it was interesting, kind of get in that group amazing consciousness where really it's not one person's idea. And nobody owns the divine feminine, right? We're all talking about it, or at least a lot of people are on their path. And so I think that I was able to make peace with her and still kind of come out and be my true self. And so I believe that's been laid peacefully down and in a, so that's good. sorry if I seem to be rambling a little bit. That's not my intention. But anyway, all my point, I guess, is that I've been tested in these last couple of weeks and feeling, attacked verbally and then energetically, I could feel this kind of psychic attack come at me. And so it's kind of like, okay, whatever. I just need to put protection around myself and stay true to me and know that what I'm doing is important for me to do. You know, it's important for me to share my gift. It's important for me to say it out loud. And I hadn't been saying it out loud that I'm a sound healer. I'm the warrior goddess of joy. I'm a psychic. I'm a medium. I'm a spirit translator. I have so many gifts. The angels are showing me this image of like a big Santa Claus bag where the gifts are oozing out of the top. And my dear beloved Michael J. Lincoln, my mentor and probably best friend, who has since gone to another dimension, used to say to me, "You're going to be wearing 27 different hats when you finally launch." And it's really true because I'm also, I call myself a social media goddess. I'm really brilliant at social media and marketing. And so anyway, I'm kind of this crazy can-do person. That's my main soul type, and along with being a joy child. And so I get excited and happy and joyful, but I'm also an innocent. And so then I just do things and make them happen, and then people feel like I'm stepping on them. And so it's an interesting balance because I am intense and I am, I do it and I get it done. And so, so what does that mean? Does that mean I hold myself back? Does that mean that I stop being who I am? You know, I still haven't completely figured out exactly, although I'm hearing the angels are chiming in. As long as you're coming from complete, absolute heart integrity, you're okay. Just be you. And there are going to be people who are insecure or they're feeling threatened or they're whatever it is or all of the above who may attack you or may just push back. Like they don't want to hear your message. They feel threatened by the message or whatever, you know. So it doesn't matter. I'll just be who I am, be of the highest integrity, be in my joy. I do get things done. I mean, it was funny. I'm on a couple of dance committees for the kind of dancing we love. And I had a meeting last night through Skype, and there was quite a bit to be done because the camp's coming up in a couple of weeks. And so I went to bed and I slept really well for about 3 hours. And all of a sudden at 3:30, I'm just like bolt awake, like thinking of all the things I have to do. So I thought, oh, well, I may as well just get up and get them done. And so that's what I did. Went back to bed at 6:30, slept, for another couple, 2.5 hours. And I just laughed because I got so much done, but it felt like I took the burden off and took the kind of slight panic off at, oh my God, how am I going to get all that stuff done? But I did. And anyway, it's interesting having that soul type as my main driver because part of me is almost at war with myself because I'm working also to be more present and to just be. And as a can do, that can be really challenging for me. I don't know if anybody can relate to that, but one of the beauties of these current times, for me at least, I mean, it's an interesting time, is because if I think ahead or I try to imagine what's going to happen or even like look at news or whatever, to me, it is so unreal. I cannot even fathom what is going on. And I just trust that the universe knows what it's doing and that I'm doing my part in the whole thing. But what it does is it makes me be super present in the now moment because I could get agitated thinking ahead. And frankly, we don't know what's going to happen. None of us really know what's going to happen. But I do delight in seeing people speaking up. I love just all the rising, the divine feminine's rising. There's a lot of shifting going on in terms of the patriarchy and people speaking up in support of people. And, you know, privilege is recognizing its privilege. I mean, some people. But I kind of feel like we are all one. I don't kind of. We are. We are all one, and we're doing it together. And really, we're doing it for all of us. So that can be a challenge, because I know I felt really tired over the last few days. You know, every day I say, oh, Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. And so I'm just basically, I'm here to serve in whatever way I'm supposed to serve. And so sometimes I just feel tired. And fortunately, I don't have a regular job I have to go to. And so I can rest a little bit more. But then my can-do part of me is like, you know, I'm on a couple of contra dance committees, and I'm, you know, do some volunteer work, and then I'm taking a couple of classes, and blah, 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 you know. The other thing I've taken on, which I decided would be good to be public here, is I'm looking at how I eat, and I'm looking at the possibility that maybe I'm a food addict. I know there's certain things that trigger me to eat, so sugar is verboten. In this group, they talk about flour also being a trigger. And so I'm not eating flour right now, but I'm kind of pondering the idea of it. I'm measuring the night before, I decide what I'm going to eat. And then the next day I measure all my food. And so it's actually really interesting to see, okay, how much do I get to eat, or how much do I eat? And it's really fun. I'm eating a lot more vegetables, and I'm being really creative, you know, taking a butternut squash and peeling it and making it into long strands, you know, like grating it and baking it. And then I use that as my bed. And then I put in my, you know, a little bit of sausage and kale and red peppers. And that's what I had for lunch yesterday when a friend came over. And we were both just, I laughed because I said, well, my husband would hate this. And we were both like completely blissing out on it. So that was, you know, it's like really fun. So I'm kind of busting out. I made myself a cauliflower crust pizza last night, which was just like, wow, this is so delicious, you know. And it's the kind of thing my husband would never eat. And so I'm kind of giggling, you know, like branching out a little bit. So send me love on that, please. Because, you know, partly it's like changing your thinking around eating. You know, your brain can't help but think, oh, I can never have something sweet ever again, or I could never have flour ever again, or whatever, or have to measure for the rest of my life. It's really just that one day at a time thing. And, you know, it just feels like it's time for me to really get that part of my life cleaned up. I've been working on my spiritual life for so many darn years, probably since 1972, in a very conscious way. So anyway, I'm going to do the chant for miracles for me and for all of us, just to help shift some energy. Excuse me. Dun dun rum das dinasidia dinasavadia puri hoe karamat opposite jinahare dharia. Sikhi ate sangati parabrahmakara namasakariya atala ata hoto latu tera antana para variya jini tu sevia bokara se tu de para utariya labalo bakamakro de maho marakade tu de sa para variya dana hai sacha tera pe sakariya Nanak tu lehna tu hai guru amara tu vichariya guru ditta tamana sadariya guru ditta tamana sadariya. So that brought us to about 30 more seconds, and the angels want to chime in and say, beloveds, 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 honor your gifts, see your gifts, acknowledge your gifts, and share them with the world. It is time, it is time, it is time. And the M&Ms are shaking their pom-poms today and saying, yeah, go, humans, go. Go, humans, go. We're here to support you. And thank you so much for joining me. And I am so honored to be here. And I'm just not going to shut up anymore, I guess you could say. Many blessings and much love to you all.